Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to polish an Amen-style call and response riff and turn it into something that feels intentional, dynamic, and ready to carry a drop in Ableton Live 12. This is not about writing a brand new idea from scratch. We're taking a raw jungle-inspired drum and bass phrase and shaping it into a proper hook using macro controls, arrangement edits, and a little bit of restraint. That's the big mindset shift here. In drum and bass, especially at high tempo, clarity wins. If the drums, bass, fills, and effects are all shouting at once, the energy collapses into clutter. But if each element has a role, the groove starts talking. Think of this as a conversation. The amen speaks, the bass replies. Then the arrangement changes the subject just enough to keep the listener locked in. We're going to build this in the arrangement area, because that's where the phrase becomes a section, not just a loop. And by the end, you should have a 4-to-8 bar riff system that behaves like a mini performance instrument. Start simple. Before you touch any macro or effect, load your source material and get the groove right. Put your amen style break on a drum track and your bass response on a separate bass track. If you're working with a break sample, you can drop it into simpler in slice mode or into a drum rack if you want to work slice by slice. For fast arrangement work, simpler in slice mode is usually the quickest route because it gives you easy control over muting, duplicating, reversing, and re-triggering specific hits. At this stage, keep things fairly dry. On the drum side, a basic chain like EQ8, drum bus, and saturator is enough to start hearing the character. On the bass side, something like wavetable or operator into EQ8, saturator, and utility will give you a solid foundation. Don't overbuild it yet. The goal is to hear the phrasing, not a finished mix. If you're using drum bus, start with modest settings, a little drive, a little transient, and maybe only a touch of boom if you need it. On saturator, soft clip can help keep things controlled, and just a few dB of drive is often enough. If there's any low-end clutter, use EQ8 to high-pass non-sub elements so the kick and break relationship stays readable. In fast music, the details of the groove matter more than brute force processing. Now let's make the amen behave like a call and response instrument. If the break isn't already sliced, right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if you want a tight, percussive feel, or use 1/16 slicing if you want more grid-based control. Then start writing a 4-bar phrase that feels like a conversation. Here's the basic idea. Bar 1 can be your main call, with the break playing almost full strength. In bar 2, remove one or two hits so the phrase opens up a little. In bar 3, bring back a stronger accent, maybe to snare or ride emphasis. In bar 4, insert a fill, a reverse tail, or a chopped ending to signal the next phrase. A really useful advanced move here is to make two versions of the riff, an A version and a B version. The A version is cleaner and more groove-heavy. The B version is denser and more aggressive, with extra edits or ghost notes. Alternate them in the arrangement view every 2 or 4 bars. That alone can turn a loop into an arrangement. Pay attention to your snare placement and your ghost notes. Keep the main backbeat stable, because that's what anchors the listener. But move the smaller hits slightly or change their velocity so the groove breathes. Tiny differences here matter a lot at EQ tempo. Even a few ticks or a subtle volume change can make the pattern feel more human and more alive. Now bring in the bass response, but resist the temptation to make it a constant layer. A common mistake is to let the bass drone under everything. That's not really call and response. That's just stacking. Instead, treat the bass like a reply. You can use a reese, a substab, or a mid-bass phrase depending on the vibe. A wavetable reese with the tune saws works well if you want darkness and movement. Operator is great if you want a cleaner sine-based sub answer or a tight staccato stab. If you want something more aggressive, use a short decay, some saturation, and maybe a filter sweep that gives the response a bark. A good starting point is to keep the low end centered and the mid-range expressive. Use a low pass on the bass body and automate it slightly across the phrase. If the bass is a stab, keep the attack quick and the decay fairly short, so it leaves room for the next drum hit. The pocket is the point. In drum and bass, the space between the break and the bass reply is where the groove really breathes. Now for the fun part, group the riff and build a macro control rack. You can route the drum and bass elements into a group, or send them to a dedicated riff bus. Then add an audio effect rack, and map the controls so you can automate the whole thing from arrangement view like a performance instrument. The important thing here is not to overcomplicate the rack. Each macro should do one musical job. If a macro doesn't create a clear change that you can hear in the arrangement, simplify it. A strong set of macros might look like this. Tone could control EQ or filter brightness, giving you a subtle dark to bright shift. Drive could control saturation or drum bus drive, adding dirt and aggression. Bass could control reverb or delay send amount, but keep that restrained in the main drop. Width could affect only the mid and high content, never the sub. Movement could handle filter cutoff, wave eatable position or chorus depth. Punch could tighten the transient or change compressor behavior to make later repeats hit harder. And here's a good rule for fast music: small changes can feel huge. At DNB tempo, a 5 to 10% movement in cutoff or drive can sound massive if it's placed well. You do not need giant sweeps everywhere. Often, subtle automation is what makes the phrase feel expensive. Let's shape the drum bus next. The goal is to keep the amen's character while tightening its edges. A good stock chain is drum bus, glue compressor, EQ8, and maybe a little saturator if needed. Use glue compressor gently. We're talking light glue, not heavy pumping. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, with a moderate attack and release, is usually enough. You want maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to bind the elements together. If the break starts getting boxy, trim some mud around the low mids with EQ8. If it's getting sharp or crispy, tame the upper presence a bit. But if the break is losing life, don't immediately compress harder. Try using the transient control in drum bus first. That often preserves the swing better than brute force compression. Now add response effects, but only where they support the phrase. Use return track so you can throw specific hits into space without washing out the whole groove. Short echo throws, controlled reverb, a little grain delay, frequency shifter for unstable grit, or auto filter for transition sweeps can all work really well here. The important thing is punctuation. In a busy break, too much wash kills the impact. A short delay throw on the final snare of bar 4 or bar 8 can make the phrase feel much larger, without smearing the front edge. Reverb is best used sparingly, mostly on ghost hits or chop tails, not on sub. If you want tension, use a band pass or low pass movement in the bars leading into the next phrase. Now automate the macros across the arrangement in 8 bar sections. Don't think in endless loops, think in sentences. For the first 8 bars, keep it relatively clean. Tone a little darker, drive moderate, space minimal. Then in the next section, open the tone a bit, increase movement, and maybe add a short delay throw at the end of bar 8. In the following 8 bars, push drive a little harder, maybe narrow the field slightly for focus, and introduce a fill or filter rise into the next phrase. Then in the peak section, bring everything to full intensity and strip something back right after, so the next section has room to breathe. Use breakpoints rather than smooth, constant curves. In drum and bass, especially with syncopated break content, purposeful jumps on bar lines often feel better than long continuous sweeps. Sharp changes read as arrangement events. Slow curves read as tension. Use both intentionally. Once the rack is feeling good, resample it. Record or freeze the best pass to audio. This is a huge step, because now you can think like an arranger instead of just a loop designer. Audio gives you more control over the final shape of the phrase. After resampling, chop the audio into A, B, and C variations. Reverse a tail. Remove a ghost hit. Leave a small gap before a snare to create tension. Add a micro fill at the end of every 8th bar. This is where the riff stops being a loop and starts becoming a track element. You can mute parts for breakdowns, duplicate only the strongest bars, and build DJ-friendly intros and outros. Keep both the MIDI version and the audio version in the project. MIDI is for edits, audio is for arrangement decisions. Now let's talk about the mix, because if this is going to hit in a club or on headphones, the low end has to hold up. Check the riff in mono early. Use utility on the bass, and do a temporary mono check on the drum bus. Keep the sub below roughly 120 Hz centered. If you want width, keep it in the mid bass and percussion, not the sub. If the riff is eating headroom, back off the saturation before you start chasing loudness. Also, watch the low mid area. Too much energy around 200 to 500 Hz can make the riff muddy fast. You want the break to keep its transient bite, but without getting harsh or brittle. In a well-polished DNB riff, clarity is what makes it feel bigger, not width, not endless low end. Legibility. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the bass continuous when it should be responsive. Leave space. Let the amen breathe. Second, don't widen the low end. Keep the sub mono. Third, don't compress the break so hard that it loses swing. Fourth, don't drown the main drop in reverb. Save space for the fills. Fifth, don't map too many things to one macro. Keep it musical. One macro, one job. And finally, don't ignore phrasing. DNB listeners notice repetition fatigue quickly, so think in 4, 8, and 16 bar sentences. If you want to go darker or heavier, there are some great advanced options. A tiny amount of frequency shifter on the response bass can add a grimy unstable edge. Parallel dirt on the drum bus can add bite without wrecking the clean signal. You can keep the amen more mid-forward and let the sob stay simple for that classic dark roller feel. You can even automate filter cutoff downward at the end of a phrase instead of always opening it up. That descending motion can feel more underground and aggressive. You can also push the arrangement further by making one section deliberately drier than the others. That contrast matters. If every section is wet and wide, none of them feel special. But if one section is dry and punishing, the next section with more space and movement will feel much larger by comparison.